Happy Saint whatever the fucks.
Saint Bartrick's Day.
Woo hoo hoo hoo.
Yeah, clickety clack.
That was the sound of two Guinei and their relative widgets.
Ganymede. You got that draft stout?
Yeah, and I'm drinking it out of the can because
you're not doing a car bomb?
Are you doing a car bomb?
Of course.
Oh, fuck. Give me 1 second. Vamp for me.
Yeah, all right. So St. Patrick's, they said got all the salamanders out of the Isle of Man, and that legend goes back to, I think it's 1874. And if I'm not mistaken, Brian Boru had something to do with it. So Brian Boru and St. Patrick pointed a bunch of speakers at the ground, I think, and got Barry White to sing real loud and got the salamanders out of the Isle of Man. And it was good. And that's why we celebrate it every year with a car bomb. And, they think it's... I mean, it's a national tragedy in their Isle of Man, but they have that big race that goes on every year. And, some people call it gasoline in the spirit of the race.
I'm back.
All right.
I pulled the pint glass out. I grabbed the rest of the stuff, and then I went and I forgot to grab the, had to make a second trip.
Look, all man, right. I wouldn't have known to do one, A, if Papa hadn't texted me before noon that he was doing one. Hey, yeah. He was actually doing two, which I hope Lauren was the other one.
Yeah, he texted me the same thing, and I responded with my own morning car bomb. So mine was at like 7:30 my time in the morning.
Nice. All right.
But yeah, he did confirm.
This is my first one.
Oh, nice. This is my second, which is why I only have, we're a two shot glass household now. And just do
two shot glass household.
That's
two.
Right? No idea when that
two.
Happened. I have no idea how that happened.
Buddy, I'm coming out to see him bringing some shot glasses.
Like, what happened? Where'd they go? I don't know.
Did you guys not go on any vacations? Did you guys go on negative vacations?
I think we get magnets is the problem.
Oh, that is your problem? You don't have like spare currency that you're trying to spend when you're in like the duty free.
It's true. But I bring that up because the other shot glass is currently in the running dishwasher.
Okay.
So
I'm going
with this weird like clay shot glass, like ceramic.
That's fine. I'm not going with a standard car bomb myself.
Well, yeah. Before we do these, let's walk through what we've got. What do you got?
I have, let's see, the canned Guinness. I mean, yep. the drought staffed. But I'm going Jameson Black Barrel.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, because I'm in a different tax bracket now.
Congratulations, sir. What is the Black Barrel?
It's triple distilled Irish whiskey.
Oh, nice.
Charred for a rich, smooth taste. I guess that's the barrel, not the whiskey.
Yeah,
it'd be hard to char whiskey.
You could do it, maybe. Probably not.
Toasted whiskey? I don't know. I feel like you'd take off some of the alcohol, though.
People
it'd be like 28 proof, and you'd be like, it's got a good smoky flavor, but it just doesn't have that same punch that
people
I'm used
toast
to.
Beers, but yeah, I don't think beer has enough alcohol to really burn off that. Like, you're not going to do too much damage to a beer level's ABV.
So, I mean, this is pretty close to Jameson. Honestly, it's a little better, in my eyes, in my taste buds. But the cream liqueur is where we're really departing here, as I'm doing some Amarula.
Amarula?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
That's that Kenyan liqueur. It's a cream liqueur.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's not Bailey's. It is a cream liqueur that I will be mixing with Jameson and shooting with half a pint of Guinness.
I saw so Reagan and I got the supplies for these a couple days ago, because we were out of Bailey's. And I also didn't have Guinness on hand, because it that's not an everyday at home beer for me. That's like a every bar, but not an at home. Anyway,
if you're an everyday at home Guinness guy, guess what? You have nitrogen tanks in your house.
It's true,
because you're like, I have Guinness on tap.
Yeah, but I was looking at the Irish creams, and I didn't see Bailey's right away. They had like a flavored Bailey's, and we ended up finding the correct one behind the flavored ones.
They had the coffee creamer first.
Yeah.
And the Carrigan coffee creamer.
Well, then next to the flavored Baileys, they had the knockoff Baileys, you know, the other ones. And a couple of them I was familiar with, but then there was one, I forget the name, you know, it was just some fucking Irish last name, but it was like $6 for the bottle. Just like, that is
woof.
That is too low.
Yeah, powdered milk and Everclear.
Yeah, like I, you know, we're not doing great financially, but we are doing better than $6 for a bottle of, like, times are not that tight. Times should never be that tight. Like,
you know, yeah, if times are $6 a bottle of cream liqueur type, you should really check your celebrations, you know? Yeah. You should really, really check the times that you're celebrating with specific liquors.
Yeah.
Because it might be bum wine time. It might be Cisco. And it might be time you ride the night train.
Might be time for a little Mad Dog 2020. Get that 2020 That's vision. Right. You need that 2020 yeah. vision.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. But yeah, but I'm going a half pint of Guinness, and then I'm going to drink the rest just throughout the episode. But half pint, same with you, the draft can. And then I got Bailey's, as mentioned, but I didn't feel like buying a whole thing of Jameson just because it's not my favorite of the whiskeys, and I had Jim Beam at home. And Jim is just another, you know, Jim's short for James, and it's Jim Beam and Sons. Wait. Are the brewers. Whoa. So
Jim is short for James?
I mean, this is going to be a big shock to you, buddy, I know.
All right.
But yeah, so I feel like Jim Beam gets
the pass. My Uncle Jim, he's really named James?
And it, yeah, he's not even your uncle.
Whew.
He's your
that grandpappy?
He's your junkle. So yeah, that's the only modification I did was Jim Beam instead of Irish whiskey. It's technically bourbon. But
it's okay. Neither of us are doing bourbon. A traditional car bomb, and I think that's fine because nothing's blowing up.
And not only that, neither of us are traditionally Irish, so
yeah, I don't think the 23andMe on me would have much Irish. It'd have, you know, something from the Isles, but it's adjacent.
I think I got like 2% last I checked from County from County Mayo, which, like, of course
you're skim Irish.
Of course, my honky ass is 2%. And from Mayo.
Sorry, you're not skim Irish. You're 2% Irish. You're not whole Irish, though. Thank God.
Certainly
you need not apply at that point.
Exactly. But yeah. So
Sláinte.
Sláinte, my dude. Just like college.
Yeah. That is still tasty.
Now, here's a little
Amarula, you know, a little different note on the end there.
Here's a peek behind the curtain for the listener. Is that part of the editing for these is that I trim any long silences, but I have it do it automatically. And it's just to keep the conversation moving along for y'all, because every now and then I have to go, like, check on what my dog is doing. And, you know, but anyway, it's going to be interesting to see if our drinking there, which is only a couple seconds anyway, if that made enough sound to not trigger the silence thing, or if it just cuts that out.
Bloop and bloop.
And it's
clinkety clack.
Yeah, the listener may think that we just said Sláinte and then we're instantly done, which isn't. I mean, these aren't sipping drinks. You do have to pound them, but we're not.
Yeah,
that
and
fast.
They don't like making them in Ireland.
They don't.
Although, you know, at our age, we shouldn't really be chugging too much. We shouldn't be doing too many bombs.
Yeah, this is
whether they be sake, Jaeger, Red Bull.
This is my third of this St. Patrick's Day season, and my last, just because I'm out of Guinness. This is
my first and my last.
Nice. But I did one Friday, and then one this morning, which is Sunday, and then one just now. I did, however, my last day in the Seychelles a little over a week ago, do 6 Jaeger bombs.
All right.
Which...
You know, I feel like all of those are what Diageo, you know, like the those are all the same company makes, or like distributes those
probably.
So like it's easy to do those if one's available in a location, especially a destination, like maybe all of them are available.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the menu and I think I pointed it out as a joke cuz not It's not like it was a bunch of college-type drinks on the menu. It was like a normal restaurant. It'd be like going to a normal restaurant, just like, you know.
The 99, or for your West Coasters, TGI Fridays.
I'd say even less chain, because this is like, so this would be like going down to like Myrtle Beach and going to like one of those beachfront restaurants.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And then walking in, and it's like you've got some local beers, you've got a big wine list because you're going to be pairing it with seafood probably because you're fancy and understand how that works.
And you're also in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah.
Where tasty fish.
They're going to say, here's the liquors that we have. We also, we can do like an old fashioned or a Manhattan. And then at the bottom, it was just Jaeger bomb. I was just like, what?
Jaeger bombs.
And next thing you know, two of us are doing it. Then suddenly it's all the guys. Then all the guys are doing.
Yeah, dudes.
It was
dudes. Six out for Jaeger bombs.
Yeah,
right?
Six guys, two ladies, and I think four of the six of the guys did all 6 Jaeger bombs. A couple of the dudes rightly bowed out. I mean, they continued drinking, but it was nighttime, and we were all about to. You could argue we were prepping for our return home because it's a 12-hour time change, and so. Consuming a lot of caffeine at night really gets the body kickstarted into flipping a full AM PM. You know, it's going to help you stay awake and power through those early morning.
I mean,
hours.
It would definitely fuck me up. I'll give you that. Like it.
Yeah, I was fucked, dude.
So going south of the equator and 8+ time zones, you're just basically going to another planet, right?
Yeah.
You know, the climate is completely different. The time is completely different. Even the way the sun works and the toilet flushes, like you're just like, huh? It's strange if you pay attention to it. If you didn't, great.
They even drove on the other side of the road. I mean, what the hell? And I'm over here saying, what the hell?
They drove?
that's actually so. Only one of the 115 islands in the Seychelles had cars until about like. 3 or 4 years ago. Like
what? And then they opened the Maserati dealership on one of them?
Well, like the other two big ones, which big being very relative, they were like, we should probably have like an ambulance. Like, cut. So
yeah, get a chopper.
Yeah, well, that's all they had. And so even for like minor things, they were like, because there's only 100,000 people in the whole fucking country.
Yeah.
So
sounds like a fun place.
It was awesome. It's really hard to get to for the West Coast, slightly less hard for the East Coast. But nowhere in North America flies direct. It's only Europe and Africa fly direct.
Okay.
And maybe
I know one of my old like CEOs of one of the smaller companies that I worked for had gone to the Seychelles with his family.
Yeah.
So it's funny to think that even he had to connect.
Yeah, I mean, there's simply no. I mean, unless he chartered his own jet, but like
he was from South Africa, so I'm sure they did like a stopover for a couple of days in South Africa and treated, some people inhumanely, and then went on to Seychelles to do the same.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I've even talked about the trip, in the lead up to the listener, but Reagan and I. We went on a trip to the Seychelles with some friends, and on the way, because there's no real way to get there direct, you got to connect, and so you got to pick your connection point. And out of the options that were available, we went with Istanbul because here's a fun tip for any international travelers out there. if you're ever flying through Istanbul, like if you got a connection, you can tell them, hey, I have a connection in Istanbul and I have no intention of visiting Turkey while I'm there. And then they will respond with, would you like to stay in a 4-star hotel for free for 3 nights? And we'll give you some free tickets to like Turkish museums and stuff like that. And then you can go, yes, because then what you end up doing is you do end up spending some money there and you're buying food and stuff like that.
You stimulate the local economy. Look, the Hagia Sophia isn't going anywhere, right? So you can get in there for free, right?
Funny thing about that, that's the one you can't go into anymore for free.
Oh, okay.
all the other famous things
in Turkey. Yeah, the Golden Horn, the Dardanelle,
the Byzantine Cistern, the Blue Mosque.
Ooh, the Byzantine Cistern. I know that one.
The Byzantine, it's dope. It's cool.
All right, so did you say any C words while you were there? Constantinople's?
No.
You drop any Constantes? You drop any Byzantians? Because that was its original name.
I mean, I did say Byzantine several times, but just in reference to... Yeah.
The empire and
the people. And they love talking about Constantine. They love talking about Constantine. Constantine was their
boy. Because they're like, if they're not Muslim there, you know, they're like pretty cool Christian.
Yeah, I mean, technically the country is secular. There isn't a national religion officially since 1935, but Erdogan is pushing back towards that. And so that's
good
why
for him.
In 2020, so basically the order of events was in 2019, the Pope recognized the Armenian genocide in Turkey. And so then several months later, Erdogan was like, hey guys, the Hagia Sophia is no longer a UNESCO heritage site. It is now a mosque again. Fuck you, the Pope. Suck my dick.
All right.
And so then the UNESCO heritage program was like, whoa, 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 don't do that. And he was like, fuck you. Suck my dick. It's a mosque. And we're going to cover up all the Christian iconography in there because you can't have that in a mosque. You can't have faces in a mosque. And so they covered them up with sheets. But everybody could go. Everybody could still go for free until January 15th of this year. And then he was like, Turkish people can go for free. Foreigners have to pay, which that's fine. It wasn't too much.
Nationalize the Hagia Sophia. I get it.
Yeah. They need some money. It wasn't a ridiculous fee. That's fine. We charge at our museums.
That just reminds me of an advertisement that I saw when I was over in Germany, like a TV commercial. And it was, I believe, for either a newspaper or an online periodical. And it was a parrot, but the news article was like, the Cologne Cathedral is going to become a mosque. And it was, Kölner Dom sind Moschee werden? Was? And like, I don't know, that played all the time the summer I was there. I don't know if I was watching the right channels, but Kölner Dom sind Moschee werden? Was?
Weird. What kind of animal was it?
It was a parrot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember they had a talking squirrel mascot for, it was a Nutella-filled cereal. It was like a corn puff, where each puff was full of Nutella. And it was a squirrel with boxing gloves that would beat you up and try to take your breakfast. And it would say, fight. It would say,
very, very, very German breakfast cereal mascot.
Right? And it would say, fight für dem Frühstück, which is the English word for fight for your breakfast in German. And I wondered the whole time why fight was in English. Like, I'm blanking on...
Because I guess breakfast cereal is very American, so like...
I guess, but like, I don't know what it is right now, because I haven't spoken German
I'm actually probably... It probably stemmed from like video games where like
fight.
Just the most well the like the even though they were developed in Japan, like just the English versions were the most popular.
That's true.
Or most available.
Yeah.
Who wants to make a Slovakian Mortal Kombat 2? Come on.
Fight for dem Frühstück. It's the fucking squirrel beating the hell out of you. But I wanted to talk about some insane behavior I saw on the flight to Istanbul, because that's what podcasts are people talking, usually men, complaining about things they saw on airplanes. And
yeah, we do that here.
Yeah. So it was largely good.
Let's go, Whitey.
Yeah.
You think it was a guy on his way to get hair plugs?
We'll get to that in a second.
All right.
Because holy fuck. But this guy had a great head of hair on him. One of the all-time greats. Reagan and I were sitting in the bulkhead. We were the first row of not business class. So we got the extra
leg. First row, there. Not business class. All yeah. right.
And so the plane was a 333 setup, you know, one of the big international. It's a 14-hour flight. And so we're landing in Istanbul, and they don't give you the warning at all, like, hey, we're going to be landing soon. They just come, like, the flight attendants just walk around, and they go, hey, everybody, we're fucking landing. So seats forward, buckle up, tray tip, like, we're landing right now. And this dude in the
Sick.
Middle,
he's, I love
in the,
that.
He's in the middle seat of the middle section of seats in our row. He gets up, just this, like, short, stout Turkish man, and walks into the aisle, like the aisle next to us, grabs his like full size like carry on bag out of the overhead bin and starts walking forward. And for some reason, this conversation occurred in English, and I don't know why. But the flight attendant was like, "Sir, we're landing," and he went, "Oh, I'm just taking this to the bathroom." And she was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, it'll be quick." And it's not like international flights, the bathrooms are bigger. The bathrooms are still airplane bathrooms.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck this guy got himself plus his carry-on into the bathroom, but he did. But the woman was just flabbergasted because she's like the landing gear's down. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. And yeah, then he just came back out and he was like, whatever, and just tossed his bag back up and sat down. But it was just...
When did he sit down? Was it post-landing?
No, but it was like... within a minute of like touchdown. I mean, it
was like you knew if you could see outside, you could see like trees and leaves and stuff.
Oh yeah. I felt a slight like Mission Impossible tension, cuz I could see the ground and I could see him coming out of the bathroom. I was like, is he going to make it to his seat by the time we land?
Ooh, all right.
And
I like that.
And he did, and it was fine. Yeah, then Turkey was cool. Definitely did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's great on sandwiches.
Dude, and our buddies flew in through Switzerland, so I was like, Turkey and Swiss? What? That was a fun series of jokes we got to make.
Fantastic.
That was great.
Fantastic.
One thing I did not care for were all the hawkers in front of restaurants berating everybody who walked by to try and eat there. Because that I've experienced that in Europe before, but I'd never experienced it to this extent.
Some it's real barkers, huh?
It's nuts.
Sandwich barkers. Donor barkers.
They open every sentence with yes, please, which is a bold way to start talking to somebody by just saying yes. It just like they see and they go, yes, please. Would you like to see the menu? It's just like, are you Yoda-ing me? are you trying to seed what I'm supposed to say to you into my brain?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yes, please. Happy couple. Take a look at menu. Yes, please. Yes, please. Excuse me. Take a look at the menu. No charge. That was my favorite. The guy said, take a look at the menu. No charge. It's like, yeah, dude. that nowhere ever has it cost money to look at the menu.
I could also just ask you if you serve something, but you would probably say, yes, please, we do.
Yeah.
No charge.
Yeah. But yeah, we walked around. We stumbled upon an outdoor punk show, just coincidentally. Went over to Asia.
No, you have a nose for things like that. That wasn't accidental.
It's true. It was a dog benefit show for dogs. It's
yep.
great.
Yep. You have a nose for that type of thing. It's
yep.
fine.
Went over to Asia for a little bit. I've never been to Asia before. I now technically have, but only by like the barest of technicalities.
What do you mean? By antiquity standards.
I mean, you
crossed a strait that, like, you know, very few Europeans could and survive.
That's true. The cab.
So survive for their sake.
The cab culture.
For Barbarossa's there. Sake.
I survived.
For the sake of Frederick.
And I returned. And both ways, the cab driver slammed on his brakes in the middle of the highway. while people were flying by at like 80 on either side, turned around and asked us, I think, directions, but in Turkish. And it's like, first of all, we did this using like the Uber app.
Yeah, you.
So the GPS is on your phone. I'm looking at it. I can see.
Yeah, you.
Second of all,
you go.
We established when we got in the car that we do not speak Turkish. We know English and Italian, and you don't know either. So we can't talk to each other. So you slamming on your brakes on the highway is only going to kill us.
You could slow down. You could coast to a stop.
I figure you got two options here, sir. You can follow the directions, or you can go the other way. But you can't stop. You got to go one of
two. He couldn't jump off the bridge, please. Then you guys could follow the directions, and it would be fine, right?
Honestly.
Was it manual?
Yes. We'd have been fine.
Of course it was.
We'd have been fine.
Yeah, all right. But I would have implored him for that. It's like, sir, are you feeling okay? If not, you should jump.
Yeah, food was good. Rocky is delicious. Don't know if you've gotten a chance to have it.
No, I was just at Rocky's. I got a grill. Well, actually, I got some charcoal. I got a grill last weekend. But like, me and Joan just had the inaugural grill of the season.
Dude, I'm about to have that right after this call.
Sick.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, burgers and kielbasa. We're going to be a provision court, man. Blue seal.
Fuck yeah. We're going tri-tip and corn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. But, then weather was about San Francisco, you know, like a little colder, like low in the low 40s at night, mid 50s, high 50s in the daytime, you know, so cool, but not cold. Then,
it's a good temperature for turkey.
Yeah. Then got on a flight.
Oh, I like turkey.
Yeah. You don't want warm turkey.
No.
You want it hot? Or you want it cold? You don't want it warm,
right.
Like tepid.
Right.
Ugh. And then we got on a flight, a 10-hour flight almost straight south to the tiny island group known as the Seychelles. And upon arrival, we slowly started meeting up with our friends as they arrived. And the first meal we had together was a lunch. We took a cab into town and we went to a restaurant. And we were looking at, they have the big laminated drinks menu, all the dumb tiki frozen drinks, all that stuff. And at the very bottom, Jimbo, would you like to guess what I saw as the very bottom cocktail? That here's the hint. I'd be very excited to talk to you about it.
Guessing it has Jägermeister in it?
No. That would be late. That was later in the trip.
All right. Fair enough. Irish Car Bomb.
Eggnog.
Whoa.
Eggnog, dude. And so it was another one of the dudes in the group spotted it first. And I said I was going to get one, not as a joke. He said he was going to get one. Turned out to be a joke. He got something else. But I held true, and I got the eggnog.
Yeah, what a pussy.
Well, turns out everybody at the table probably would have loved the eggnog, because what I got was not at all a fucking eggnog, even close. It was an exciting new style of beverage.
All right, I'm in.
I think the closest, I don't know the definition of a fizz, but it was like a lemony whiskey sour, but it was rum instead of whiskey. But it had the egg white.
Oh.
It said milk in the description, but I think it might have meant coconut milk. It definitely had lemon, and rum was the base spirit.
Yeah,
but it was,
milk would be bad if it had lemon.
Yeah, exactly. And it was fully thinned. There was no eggnogginess, no thickness, no creaminess at all.
Interesting.
So it was a very good beverage, and it came in like one of those long stemmed coupe margarita style glasses, like the big ones.
Ooh.
It had like a flower in it and like a fucking umbrella. It looked great, but it's one of those things that if you asked for an eggnog and wanted an eggnog and got that, you'd be like, what the fuck? But
did the staff have a uniform?
Yeah.
Was it cool?
Oh, no, it was regular.
Degrading. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was just like a polo shirt.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, it was normal. And they were all like, what are you guys doing here? We were like, what do you mean? They were like, Americans don't come here. They stay on the resorts. And we were like, we wanted to like walk around the town. Yeah. They were like, fucking why?
We were like, because we're not normal Americans do come here.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, here's an eggnog, I guess.
Yeah.
here's what we call eggnog. Here's what we understand.
Because out of
eggs in it.
Out of the eight of us, I don't think we had a duplicate drink order. So the waiter was like, oh, God damn it. Like, eight different fucking drinks. But we also learned something. I wasn't aware of this. I like to think I'm fairly aware of the very Americanized things that I do. And I'm not going to change them when I go abroad. I'm just aware of them, kind of a thing.
Do you have a bidet yet?
Oh, we've had one of those for a while, but regular.
Okay, because we just got one. And,
yeah,
and
they're nice.
I think it takes people two uses to get fully on board. Like, the first one, they're just like, whoa, really? And then the second one, they're just like, I'm never going back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just spent like a week in hotels, and I was just like, God damn it. It's like, yeah, I basically have to shower every time after.
Yeah, it's the switch from analog to digital. It's nice. Yeah. But
PS1 to PS2. I know, man.
Exactly.
And you do, there's no nostalgia factor.
No. But yeah.
Imagine if you get that nostalgia factor.
One of the Americanized things I was unaware of, ordering I think highballs are maybe exclusively American, or at least they had no fucking idea about them in Turkey or the Seychelles.
Now, what?
So that's a two ingredient cocktail. So it'll be like alcohol, like a spirit and a mixer. So like a Jack and Coke, a vodka tonic, anything where the name of the drink is the ingredients. And maybe the bartender's going to toss, you know, like a fucking twist of lemon in as like a but like that's extra. The drink itself is.
Could you hit him with Cuba Libre?
Well, we were having a lot of problems with a bunch of stuff because it was just like we want iced black coffees. And they're like, gotcha. And then it was mostly milk and sugar. And it was like, no, stop it. Do less. We want you to do less work.
We want a large regular.
And so I was ordering like, okay. I was ordering dumb tiki drinks, you know, because like we're it's tropical. I want me a big dumb tiki drink with as much fruit and flowers as you can dump on the goddamn thing.
I just want to know what they think beer is. I want to know what their local beer is.
Sabrew
and shit on that.
So in the
you didn't have any White Caps or Tusker?
No, they had Iku and Sabrew. Those
Iku.
Are the two. Yeah, Sabrew. Everyone was describing it as dad beer because it does it like when you crack it, it's that skunky. It's like old Heineken smell.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like room nice. Temp. It's like garage.
That was Tusker. And then White Caps was the one that didn't have they didn't put in like rice flour sugar or something.
Hmm.
Like it wasn't fortified or like they didn't use priming sugar. I don't know. Some white bitch clued us into that. When we were over there, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I want whatever the hardest biker gang drinks.
Yeah. Now, Tusker I've had, because we have some Eritrean and Ethiopian restaurants out here, and they all carry it. It's a solid beer. Exactly. But what Reagan and Rebecca ended up doing, because they, you know, they didn't want the big, slutty fucking tiki drinks. They wanted, you know, something more simple, is they would order, like, a tequila and a soda water. Like just separate, and then make it themselves. Like they were like, because it was truly control alt deleting, like restarting every bartender and waiter's brain when they were like, "Can I just get a vodka soda?" And they were like, "I don't know what that is."
Can you put the liquor in first after you put in the ice, and then put in the mixer on top of it?
Yeah,
it's like what, dude? No,
yeah,
it doesn't. Gin and tonic, do they mix? That's literally a Simpsons line. Like that's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like we were at that level, and everyone there seemed to speak like decent English. So it's not like we could solely blame it on language barrier.
That's the way that part of the world is, though. Like, is you have to know a bunch of languages to get by.
Oh, absolutely.
Because like, yeah, if you guys started speaking Spanish, I'm sure they would be like, "We hear you. We hear what you're saying."
That their own language is, it's called Creole, but it's separate from the Creole spoken in Haiti.
Which is Haitian Creole.
Yeah. So this
which is separate from Bahamian Creole, which is separate from other Caribbean Creole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creole is just like, hey, there was some language here. And then the locals also have their own dialect.
Yeah. The language is, it's like French. It's one of the, it might be Gujarati Indian, Ghanaian, and that might be it. Those three kind of blended together. It All mostly right. sounded French to me, since I don't speak any French. It just kind of had the musicality of French.
Good.
But yeah, we ended up, we just walked down the beach from our hotel later that night, just stumbled upon a bar that looked like a tiki bar, but it's just, that's how bars look in the tropics. And there was a band playing. And it was great. We sit down, crack open the menu. Guess what I see, Jimbo?
Eggnog?
Pretty much. A regional eggnog we've discussed previously. At first glance, I see Coquito, and I'm like, hell yeah.
All right.
And then I reread it, because it says a new twist on two old classics. And then I have to reread the word.
Two.
It's a Cocojito, and it's a mojito Coquito hybrid.
Oh.
It was delicious.
Dude,
it was so fucking good, because it was like it was like a minty coconut,
like a light milky minty sweet beverage.
Yeah, it had rum and whiskey in it. It was really, really fucking good, dude.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna have to. Who do you think would make the best one? Do you think you could replicate the best one?
I mean, I think you and me sitting down with the ingredients to a Coquito and a mojito. In one afternoon, we could get to this level of drink, because it's
okay.
Most of the legwork is done by the concept itself. You know?
All right, I'm clearing my schedule in July.
Yeah. So yeah, I had two semi eggnog based drinks on my first full day in the Seychelles, and I wasn't mad
That's
about
pretty
it.
Sweet.
It was nice.
Nice.
It was fucking nice.
Do you guys catch any Academy Awards when you were out there?
No. I caught...
But Oppenheimer did win Best Picture, so I'm back gambling again.
Okay. What,
I put a fiver on it, and I won 30. Thank you, Christopher Nolan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 6-1 odds.
That's fantastic. My dog is, of course, barking at a bunch of shit right now.
No, so while you were away, I got a neat pizza menu that had four phone numbers on it. Three of them are phone numbers. One of them is a fax.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Care to elaborate?
No, they just have three different phone numbers, I guess. It's pizza place and also a fax number. Just in case you can't get through on the first couple.
Huh.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, the reason we didn't record this, you know, last week or you know, get one out for you last Tuesday was because I was in Maryland and I didn't bring my shit along.
That'll happen.
And I had a crab cake. I mean, G&M, you know, they're still solid.
Nice.
I went to a new fast casual that I didn't realize existed, but there's one in Towson and I think one in like Bowie or something called Geno's. It's not like Geno's Steaks,
okay,
or Papa Geno's,
okay,
but it's like burgers, but like a fast casual, you know, like a burgers and fries fast casual. So that was awesome.
That's nice,
because my per diem allows me to do fast casual the right way.
Like, what does that mean? Like all the sides you want, kind of.
Like, so my company goes by the government rate, which goes like county by county, but your meals kind of have like a set dollar amount that they can amount to. But if you don't charge lunch or breakfast to that, like you can basically spend whatever you want to at the restaurant. So like, you know, gotcha. Including tip, I spent like, I think $60 getting the crab cake meal at G&M, which was absolutely worth it. And it was within the per diem, but like I spent half of that at Geno's and got like waffle fries and a burger and a salad and a milkshake, and it was all excellent.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, it was half of that including tip.
Nice.
Well, I mean, if I don't spend it, I think I might get it back. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It's impolite not to spend money, I've found.
But yeah, also you can crush like chain restaurants there. So I crushed Chili's, the BWI Chili's. Shout out Lorenzo. You're the man.
Hell yeah, Lorenzo. We had a waiter named MK I want to shout out. We made lots of MK Ultra jokes.
MK? All right.
Yeah, he was the shit. If you're in the Seychelles and a man named MK is serving you, you're in good hands.
Nice. Nice. Yep. All right. So I got a little bit left about Maryland that I'll do is I'm not like a poison ivy guy. I haven't noticed myself get it at all. But I did get something down there that kind of fucked me up. And yeah, it's not fun.
I don't like hearing that.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's not going to slow me down much. But I will say being down in the Baltimore area, you know, you have like African American, like owned businesses, managed businesses, run businesses. The black Wawa that I went to was not as great, but the black Royal Farms that I went to was like 5 stars, top notch.
Well, I mean, that's black royalty. That's Royal Farms.
Black Walmart that I went to was closed. There was a guy out front who was like, I know what it says online. We're not open. So I didn't get a chance to actually rate that, but the Ollie's, you know, Ollie's, right?
No, I know Aldi.
So Ollie's is like, a discount and wholesale place where they do like closeouts where like stores are going out of business. So they have a lot of like weird kind of one-off products, but
gotcha.
From all over the map. But yeah, Black Ollie's was the best. Okay. I got grilled cheese and tomato soup, Hers cheese curl. Like, yeah.
Sounds sick.
They have like the brand or like the flavors that didn't test well of the
Hell
regional
yeah.
snacks.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what that was. The
Those
grilled
so
cheese
nice.
And tomato soup cheese curls. They were actually not that bad.
That's
I will
nice.
Say like they were regular cheese curls with, I don't know. You know, the red, goldfish, like the pizza flavor,
yes.
Not the flavor blasted, but like the regular red flavor.
Yeah.
They had like that flavor in them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that tomato flavor.
It's a solid red.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. I got to keep looking at my dog is fucking spazzing and
it's all right, man.
There's nothing out front. He's losing his mind. He threw up last night. He's not
ready for you guys to be back.
When that guy throws up, he really fills the kennel. You know what I mean?
All right. So you didn't encounter anybody that spoke Swahili out there. Swahili wasn't a language?
I mean, possibly, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So nobody had to say coconut in Swahili? Because that's a funny one.
I don't think so. What is it?
N-A-Z-I. They say Nazi, but...
Ooh. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, we didn't... Because we would have clocked that.
Right?
Because coconuts are a big thing out there because they have a coconut, and I'm not sure if it's like only in the Seychelles or just the Seychelles kind of is super pumped about it, but it's a coconut that kind of looks like a lady's, I believe it's the Mons Pubis region, the labia majora.
Sweet.
Depending on how...
Love that.
How it's grown, though, it can also just look like a butt. But
okay.
Either way, it looks like a thing that can be fucked.
Coconut.
The men's and women's bathroom signs, it'll be they also have the tortoises there that are super fucking old. So the men's room sign will be a tortoise neck and the women will be the coconut.
Sick.
It's pretty nice.
Sick.
Yeah, we got to feed tortoises and we got to watch them fuck because apparently they fuck like all the time. They fuck like crazy. And you're also unsupervised. We paid like, I think maybe like $12 each to get into the, like Reagan and I went off on our own.
And you could have just kicked tortoises.
Well, it's just a ticket to get into the botanical gardens. And within the botanical gardens, there's a tortoise reserve that is like maybe 30, 40 of these fucking things. And they have like parking pylons that are maybe a foot and a half apart so you can squeeze through them and they fucking can't because they're massive. And yeah, you're completely completely unsupervised.
Like, nice.
Yeah, you could do, because while they were fucking, we stood back at a respectful distance, and then some German tourists tried to get like their phone basically under the testicles of the tortoise, like really get all right in there. And the tortoise does make a very, very comical, like, honk, like, while it's fucking.
All right.
Probably once every, like, 8 seconds. It's just like a honk. And then 8 seconds later, honk.
Sick.
It's great. We fed them some leaves.
I'm not gonna say, like, the things we saw fuck when we went below the equator were as cool. Like, we saw lions fuck, and, you know, that was, it kind of lost some of the majesty, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Seeing it up close? Yeah, seeing the adult male lion, like, all hunched over?
I could see that. Yeah. The tortoise has no majesty to begin with, so there's really nothing.
Right?
There's no spell to break.
Tortoise in the hair, am I right?
Yeah. But yeah, we did not get to meet Jonathan. Jonathan is the hilarious name of the world's oldest living land animal.
All right, that's some superlatives.
Yeah. So I think land animals have lived longer in the past, but Jonathan was born during I think he was born right after the Civil War kicked off, the American Civil War. Obviously.
All right.
And he's still alive, but they.
So he's born in the Johnson administration, the Lyndon Baines, the Stephen.
Yes, and then I believe he's moved nearby, not for any like weird reason. They just moved him, but he had been in that, I believe, in that enclosure, and so we did not get.
What
to
do you
meet
think he tastes like?
Stringy.
like a Civil War turtle.
Yeah, 165-ish years old. Yeah, I'm gonna go stringy.
All right.
Yeah, that's not gonna be good. That's not good eating.
Damn.
That being said, Jonathan, if you're out there, I'd love to. You know, we'd love to just get you on the mic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just hear your opinion on being the oldest living land animal. Just hear what that's like. You know. So, whoever his people are, give us a call.
Yeah. Get in touch.
1-800-MY-PENIS.
Or on Instagram at RedSodasPod.
.MY-PENIS.
That's right.
Yep.
So let's see. Let's see if I can pepper in something. Do you remember a chicken place in Newark called Cluck U?
Do I remember? Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, well, that place is closed, and I think the one in College Park closed down. But I worked near one in New Jersey that was still open and had a PS5, an Xbox One, and like an emulator cabinet thing. It
no
was
shit.
The best work fucking like dinners I've had in weeks.
Fuck
years,
yeah, dude.
Years even.
Cluck U was an establishment.
I know. I got Atomic Barbecue both times and it didn't disappoint.
Hell yeah.
It's such a good flavor.
Dude, well executed chicken. It's just
Cluck U, you have to eat it there too. Like, that's what people don't under, they do such great delivery business and it's so terrible, but like, you have to eat it there because it's so good fresh.
Yeah, I don't think I
like,
ever got
like
it
most
delivered.
Fried chicken is like,
yeah.
If you box it in styrofoam, it's gonna get soggy.
Yeah, there's a good Cajun style restaurant out here. They have two locations. And we got it delivered one time, and we were like, fucking never again. They have like that good like Cajun spiced fried chicken. And we get other things delivered from them if we do decide to, if we've got to have that Cajun flavor. We just don't get the fried chicken unless we're there.
Yeah.
But
like the second time I was there, the guy who brought out the food was like, hey, where do you want this? Because I was standing up playing the PlayStation 5.
Put it in my mouth, sir.
I was just in the middle of like an NHL game, and I was just like, hey man, like I'm in the second period here versus the Ice Bears, all right?
I'm busy. Come on. Got a dynasty going.
Really good though. I strongly suggest if you're in Netcong, New Jersey or in the Flanders, New Jersey, Roxbury area, go to that Cluck U.
Now, what part of Jersey
play
is
their
that?
PlayStation 5?
Is that North, South, or the newly coined
Central? This is definitely
Central.
Taylor Ham territory.
Okay. Oh.
This is I-80, baby.
Yeah. So, one of the places that we or like in preparation for the trip, we were trying to find as a group before we went out there in the Seychelles, like what we'd be able to procure. And one of the guys was trying. One of the guys from Maine was like, "Oh, I'd really love to have some Taylor ham while I'm out there." And I was just like, "You are out of your mind, dude! What? You can't even get that in Maine, where
yeah,
you
live. You're the one who would bring that, you dick."
Yeah, and you're coming from Maine, and I still don't know how you would get it. Like, yeah. So, needless to say, he did not somehow magically bring Taylor ham with him to. How many times do you think Taylor ham's been south of the equator? I bet it has.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the Navy here.
Yeah. Right. Like, they're going to ham up.
At least going south. I don't know if any that has been south of the equator has been brought back north.
Yeah, because it travels really well. So it's almost kind of made for that type of journey.
Yeah. Ham, we'll travel.
That is the song.
So let's see. One last thing that happened to me while you were away is the local hockey club here. We went to a game and a guy got a hat trick.
Nice.
And I threw my hat onto the ice and got it back.
Whoa!
Because like I threw it so far onto the ice that the regular scoop guy who scoops it into one of the ends didn't get it. And another guy picked it up and gave it to a girl who stands like right next to where we sit.
Nice.
I was like, "Hey, can I get that back?" She was like, "Which one?" I was like, "The trucker hat." She was like, "Yep, I got you."
Hell yeah, dude.
At this same hockey game, Joan showed an old lady how to not only start videos, like select video from camera on her phone,
yeah,
but also how to stop videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Arguably more important than starting.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Now, that was a good one. Because, like, you know, every now and then somebody will be like, "Hey, how do you do this on phones?" And like, you're happy to oblige, but like, knowing that the video was still recording, and she was just like, "So how do I stop it?"
Help!
Like that's gonna be at the end of the video.
That's so nice, especially because like, I don't know what phone she has, but it's got to be the same button that started it. You know, like
exactly
every phone user interface.
It's a
ever.
Red circle or it's, a red square.
Yeah, and it's the same button. It's just it does. Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, but it was pink in the rink, which is not what you think it is.
And how many it's were? How
some
many
sort
were?
Of...
How many were in the stink?
Funny you should ask. I inquired the same thing.
It's because we're 6 years old.
Oh, man.
That's nice.
Yeah. Pink in the rink night. No, they played really well.
Nice.
There was a fight.
What's your local team called?
The Thunderbirds.
The Thunderbirds. Oh, yeah. We've discussed this before.
Yeah. People like saying go T-Birds, but I, you know, go Birds. They're
go
birds.
Birds. Go Birds.
Yeah. My cat's a Birds fan. My cat likes the birds outside.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's so nice. Glad to hear you doing well. Glad to hear the work trips were good.
Well, I'm trying to hold it down, man. Trying to hold it down while you're south of the equator. You know, we only got one of us up in this hemisphere.
It's true. And we saw all that happened. We barely made it to St. Patrick's Day.
Barely did. But we did.
We did.
And we did our car bomb. You did two car bombs, I guess. I'm in a car bomb debt here, you know, to Papa and you.
Well, I mean, Papa only did the one, to my knowledge. Lauren had his back.
I sure hope he forced Lauren into one.
Lauren's a real ride or die. I mean, it sounds like Lauren joined willingly is how he phrased it, but, you know, we're only getting Papa's side of the story.
That's all we ever get.
And I did ask Reagan if she wanted an Irish car bomb, because the other night when we were going down to our friend's house, I was like, "Are you going to do one with me?" Because me and the husband down there, we're going to do one.
We're definitely going to do one.
I was like, "Do you want one? Do you want one now?" And she was like, "I don't want one ever."
Nice.
Like, oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's better to know.
Yeah. I mean, she's done them before. And yeah, she just knows that that's not it's not for her, and that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Car bombs aren't for everybody.
You know what is for her, and I think is for everyone? The Cocojito.
All right.
And it's delightful.
Cocojito.
Yeah.
Cocojito.
Yeah, it's tough because it's the overlap is the Quito and the Hito. And yeah. So you really got to just pick which letter you're going to pronounce.
Cocojito.
Cocojito. You can kind of squeeze them both in. Cocojito. Cocojito.
Yeah. You just need to name it something else, like a Maurice.
Yep.
Some people call me Maurice. Yeah, you got it.
That, you know what? That's what it's going to be called colloquially in my house.
Maurice.
Under this roof.
Yeah, the mojito and the coquito mix.
Under this roof? As long as you're in my house, you can call it a Maurice. And when I say it, you have to do the...
Wow.
Thank you.
Of course.
I will not be doing it myself.
I wouldn't have named it that if I didn't expect people to...
It's a call and response situation.
Of course. It's like a We Are Penn State.
Yes. Or a E-A-G-L-E-S.
Birds.
Exactly. One of the Philly radio stations had a dude. It was like one of their man on the street bits where they would send a guy into like Wawa's.
Casey Boy?
Yeah.
Talking about Casey Boy from WMMR?
Yeah. And he would just try to start the Eagles chant.
Of course.
It's a good bit.
Who could forget? It was good morning radio, you know. It was really good for the local teens.
Yeah.
Having jackassery out there.
I remember being a local teen, and a semi-local teen, and enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Semi-local, full teen.
Well, it was either that or Howard, I think, were our two choices. We had Preston and Steve or Howard.
It's never a Howard guy.
But that was like the rock.
Those were at night we had a D. Snyder, because everywhere did. He was syndicated all over the United States.
And I think it was like the same stations, you know, they were just like syndicating Howard.
Yeah.
I think the morning, he was on D. Snyder at night.
I think he was on 93.7 WSTW.
Ooh.
WSTW. I don't think he had the nuts for WMMR. Means more rock.
Amarok.
Do you think when it started it was the Mummer station?
I sure hope so. I hope it was like, means more Mummers. And then just guys playing folk music. Beep, 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 beep.
Speaking of Mummers, for those of you who aren't us or grew up in the greater Philadelphia area, Mummers are those dudes that drive the little go-karts with fez hats. They do other shit too.
But no, they're not. Those are Shriners.
Fuck!
Shriners are the guys who drive the go-karts and smoke cigars and have the little fezes.
What are the Mummers doing?
Mummers are the Polish guys who play folk music and dress up all weird for that parade.
Wait, those are separate guys?
I think they are separate guys.
Damn, I'm just not cultural.
Some guys drive little cars, other guys are good at banjo.
Well, speaking of Shriners then, I guess, which we weren't speaking of. When I was in Turkey, I found out they made wearing a fez hat illegal for a while in Turkey.
So?
That's awesome.
Is it? That seems like it's infringing on free speech.
I mean, yeah, that part sucks. But like, you know,
anti-fez?
No, I just, the story was, I was entranced because it was basically whoever was in charge at the time.
Yeah,
was
where'd
like,
you hear this?
A tour guide. And then I Googled it later to confirm that it was true. And it was. I forget who was in charge at the time, but somebody.
Why don't you lead with that? Like, why isn't that at the airport? Like, hey, the fez was illegal here. Get your fez.
It was some dude was like, hey, we look like idiots because we all wear fez hats.
We can't go, we have mustaches too. We can't go around looking like this.
We look insane. This was more recent than you'd think. I'm going to Google it right now.
Good.
But
good.
It was to help modernize the look of the area. It was 1925. They were like,
whoa,
stop,
okay.
stop wearing
fur. All right, less than 100 years ago.
Yeah, they were like, it was Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Who
he almost got it right.
He was the first guy, he was the first secular ruler then in Turkey.
He was the first non-Armenian genocidal ruler.
Perhaps.
Or the first post-Armenian genocidal ruler.
Yes. And he was like, guys, we look like idiots. We got to stop wearing these fucking hats.
We got to stop committing Armenian genocide and wearing these stupid hats.
And I think the world at large is like, we really agree with you on that first part. That second part seems more like a you issue.
Yeah, we're indifferent.
We kind of like the fez hats, but whatever.
They're easy to identify.
Yeah.
But hey, what we'll have a weird charitable organization, I guess, drinking, smoking them.
Yeah.
Drive funny cars.
Oh, the fez.
The fez.
Damn, a few people got killed for wearing the fez.
I'm sure it's more than a few.
Well, a lot of people got arrested.
Honestly, look, if you wear a fez in some neighborhoods in America, you will get killed. I can almost guarantee it.
That's true. It is a strange hat in that I typically wear hats either for warmth, to cover up my ears.
Or to keep the sun off of you.
Or to keep the sun off of me. And this hat, as someone who's never worn one, seems to fail at both points.
Yeah, it only covers the top.
Yeah, it doesn't cover the ears to keep them warm, and it doesn't cover any amount. Oh,
it's a 10-gallon yarmulke, is what it is.
Yes. You know what it does cover? Your bald patch, if you're bald, and then you went to Turkey for hair replacements. Holy shit, bud. Oh, my God.
The flight back, huh?
Dude, the flight back, walking around. Because you can't put a hat on after the surgery. You're not supposed to. Yeah, you're supposed to air it out. And so what dudes end up wearing, they wear like sweat headbands around the top to catch the blood drips. But we would see them at like 5-star restaurants as we walked by and did not eat there because they're 5-star restaurants. But like... They'd just be bleeding out of their heads. Like, it was everywhere. It was insane. It was crazy.
The word is out.
And after we'd been there for, like one night, I mentioned it. And Reagan was like, oh, I feel like I haven't seen any. And I was like, well, I can't just... She was like, point him out next time you see him. I was like, well, I can't just, like, point at a guy's face and say, that man's bleeding from his head. So I was like, oh, let me... If I squeeze your hand twice, that means that somebody that I'm looking at has had hair transplants and is bleeding out of the front. And it, literally, when we got to like the fucking Grand Bazaar, which is awesome and like a cool building and stuff, I was just squeezing her hand nonstop. It was just my hand just squeezed. I was like, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. Like it was wild.
Ladies don't pay attention to that type of stuff because usually dudes are taller than them.
It also just
it's
goes
tough
to
for
show,
them to see on top of their heads.
Yeah, it really goes to show you how much Reagan would care if I went bald.
Yeah.
Which is she claims not at all, and I believe her. I did see a video of me on this trip from the top of my head angle. Not an angle I see a lot. And not doing so hot up top. You know?
You're fighting the good fight.
I'm losing the good fight. Tell you that.
It's not lost yet.
It's not lost yet. We'll see how much
hey,
longer
plus,
I
you,
got.
You can make customs into Turkey. I mean, you prove that.
It's true. I think what I'm going to do is eventually I'm just going to start. I'm going to go the buzz cut route and then the shaved head route. I don't want to go straight to shaved head for the sake of other people. I think that's too shocking. I want to ease them into it.
Yeah. Also, you're probably going to retain the beard.
Got to retain the beard.
Shaved head beard guy. That's a look.
It's a look. Shaved head sideburns guy. Very strange look.
More, yeah, more intense look.
Like, are you a racist or in a rockabilly band?
Right?
Or both?
Yeah, or do you just really like ska?
Yeah. All right. Well, I literally have several things on the burner right now that I have to go stir. and
classic
and otherwise manage. But good talking with you, bud. Good talking with you, dear listener.
Hey, yeah, good to get back.
Sorry we had such a long pause, but
it was both of our faults and none of our faults all at the same time.
And everything was perfect. Jimbo, you got any advice for anybody who's trying to squeeze themselves into an airplane bathroom with their carry-on?
Absolutely not. I only know how to do that with my checked bags.
And as we say every week,
go fuck yourself.
God fuck us, everyone.